United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Joining us now, another guy that doesn't sleep, always working hard, one of my favorites, Ian Harditz from the Matthew Berry Fantasy Life. Follow him on Twitter at iHarditz. And normally we would talk to Ian Harditz about fantasy football, but not today. Not today. Not doing it today. He joins us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Mr. Harditz, how are we doing today?
Doing great, man. As you know, sleep is a cousin of death, so whenever there is good football to watch or even just break down some cool stats, I'm much more about that. But appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely. We'll get to candle talk before the end. Those of you that don't know, Ian Harditz, big candle guy. I always like talking candles with him. That'll be at the end. I wanted to get you on because you obviously are a big fantasy football guy, but you tweet a lot of random stats as well to keep people informed. And the one that caught our attention on this show was top NFL defenses in havoc. Which is the percentage of plays the defense gets a pressure, tackle for loss, force fumble, interception, or pass breakup. And when you look at that, the Packers are eighth in the NFL behind the Buccaneers, Broncos, Seahawks, Lions, Rams, Chargers, Texans, and then the Packers at eighth. What have you made of the Packers' defense so far, Ian?
Yeah, I think the part that really has made them special is not only that ability to, again, create negative plays, aka havoc, which is awesome, and like you said, at a very high rate, but it's all simultaneously doing that and also not giving up big plays. I mean, we see a lot of defenses obviously sell out to try to get pressure, you know, get sacks and all this, but then accordingly, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, you're devoting so many resources in the line of scrimmage, you don't have enough help in the secondary, you end up giving up a lot of explosives. Not this Green Bay team. They actually stand alone with the Denver Broncos as the two best defenses in terms of creating these negative plays and simultaneously, again, not giving up the big plays. So I know their schedule in recent weeks hasn't exactly been crazy, and, you know, that 40-point effort against the Cowboys certainly made people think that maybe this defense wasn't quite as elite as they were looking. But end of the day, man, we have only seen the Cowboys and the Cardinals even clear 300 yards against this group. And I'll tell you what, man, just based on some of those offensive line injuries the Panthers got going, I am not expecting them to join that club here next Sunday.
What about some of the flags being thrown against the Green Bay Packers to this point as well? Because it feels like there's a lot of flags being thrown, especially holding calls.
Yeah, it's one of those things, man. I wouldn't say they've been getting screwed over quite as much as the Buffalo Bills, who hilariously, guys, despite having one of the highest pressure rates in the league, they've only been, you know, gotten three offensive holding calls on defense. Meanwhile, they've been called for a league-high 17 holding calls.
Crazy.
On offense. So, yeah, Bills Mafia really getting screwed. But when you do look at that kind of just quadrant of a graph looking at these things, the Packers do join the Colts, Chiefs, and Jaguars as groups where, again, they're really getting called for a lot of holdings on offense, not so much on the other side of things, which, you know, when you got Michael Parsons and company. It's funny because I've seen, you know, Packers fans complaining about Micah not getting enough holding calls. And if you guys have been paying attention to Cowboys fans, at any point over the last 4 years, they've been beating that drum as well for pretty much his entire career.
He is Ian Harditz, Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life. Follow that at MB Fantasy Life on X, or follow Ian on X at iHarditz. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Let's switch gears here. Let's go over to the offensive side of the football. And there's is another stat that you tweeted out actually earlier today that I thought was really good. Average distance needed for a first down on third down this season. The Rams are averaging only needing 5.8 yards on third down. That's crazy. And there are the Green Bay Packers only needing 6 yards on average on third down. That is a pretty cool number and really tells you how effective they are on the early downs.
Yeah, I think it just really played into Jordan Love's strengths a lot as well. I mean, when you look at his overall numbers this year, they really are MVP worthy, particularly when you start considering the Packers' chances of, you know, finishing with a one seed in the NFC. But he has actually had things drop off quite a bit under pressure, which, you know, is going to be the case for every quarterback. They'd all prefer to be in clean pockets, but Love particularly has gone from really first to near last in terms of his ability to generate positive plays when he is, you know, under pressure and duress. So again, being in those third manageable situations have helped a lot with that. I will say, you know, pressure stats do tend to be a little bit volatile, and just it's been good to see the guy moving well again, because obviously, you know, that second half of, you know, 2023, dude was putting up numbers with the best quarterbacks in the league. But man, playing on that slip and slide of a Brazilian turf in week one last year had him banged up, and then I remember hurting his groin against the Lions. Like, the dude would just never seem to be healthy in 2024. So going into this year, it was like, okay, well, are we going to see that guy that was just absolutely dominating during the second half of 2023, or is 2024 maybe a bit more, you know, closer to the real version of Jordan Love? And hey man, through 8 weeks of this year, I think we can say that that world beater we saw in 2023 looking more like the real life version we're seeing now.
And we talk about how good the Packers are on offense. There was a lot of talk about Ben Johnson going to the Bears, the development of Caleb Williams, how much better that Bears offense was going to be going into this year. And they're dead last on average yards to go on third down, over 8 yards on third down. What has went wrong?
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wrong in Chicago.
Yeah, man, this time last year, through 8 weeks, you know, Shane Waldron was getting all the slander and everything. The Bears have scored 163 points. This year, they're at 168, so only a five-point improvement overall, you know, with the wizard known as Ben Johnson. So it is kind of funny, both Ben Johnson and then obviously Liam Cohen doing his thing in Jacksonville, you know, praised as these offensive wunderkinds the entire offseason. Both those offenses, I think, have actually largely disappointed, but it's the Bears and Jaguars leading the league in takeaways on defense right now. So almost a different part of football has been getting them over the hump. So I would just say with Caleb, and I'm sure even Packers fans can't admit this, I mean, the dude, when the play breaks down and he's forced to, you know, roll his right and start trying to avoid dudes, I mean, he's absolutely special. That's why his highlights at USC were so incredible. And I do think that ability to, again, create off script is something that we see from some of the best quarterbacks in the league. The problem is just nothing ever seems to be easy in this Bears offense. There's always miscommunication going on between Caleb and DJ Moore, which, yeah, you know, they're young and I guess still only on their 24th game together, but you think by game 24 they could start to figure things out. And again, just I think seeing the Lions keep on keeping on as well as they have, continuing to spam trick plays successfully all over the place, has gone to show that maybe that Dan Campbell infrastructure had a bit more to do with Ben Johnson's success. So I've always been team Jimmys and Joes are going to outweigh the X's and O's at the end of the day. I'm not trying to slander Ben Johnson. This team, you know, has large in large part still been pretty solid over there. But I just think it's a good reminder that, you know, as great as we kind of hype up these, you know, offensive masterminds every single season, it's going to come down to the guys going out there and making the plays.
The funny thing to me about this is, and it's something I complained about last year, it's something I've complained about at the beginning of this year, and now in the last 2 weeks, things have changed. But Tucker Kraft is a guy that you could see last year was going to be a difference maker at tight end. And we were arguing that he should be the number one option last year in the playoffs. Get him 8 to 10 targets a game and let him go. His yak yards are crazy. And now you come into this year, now the last 2 weeks, he's really blowing up. And it feels like now maybe he's convinced Matt LaFleur to maybe start drawing more things up for him kind of going forward. And then you get Christian Watson back, and that's your second guy. And then they still drafted Matthew Golden in the first round last year. And if you look at how this lines up right now, Matthew Golden is 3 or 4, depending on where you put Romeo Doubs. You're going to get Jaden Reed back coming up here at Thanksgiving. How do you break it up from a fantasy perspective, I guess you could say, as far as where you want to put your eggs in what basket?
It's annoying in fantasy land. Obviously, Matt LaFleur, who will, you know, forget more football than I'll ever know in my entire life, knows what he's doing, and the results speak for themselves. I mean, this is actually his most successful Packers offense going back, you know, to 2020, when obviously Aaron Rodgers was operating at the peak of his power. So everything's going great in real life, but yeah, only one football to go around. It's honestly not too dissimilar from the Buffalo Bills and what they're doing. Again, great real-life offense, but when you have 4 or 5 wide receivers and tight ends involved, it becomes this everybody eats sort of offense, and we end up really only getting the quarterback and the running back consistently putting up big time numbers. So at least they have been involved in Kraft more recently, and I'm with you, man. Like, I've always been kind of confused why guys like Tucker Kraft and George Kittle, and even last year with Jaden Reed, you would think those could just be the easiest guys to kind of scheme some screens to, even some rush attempts in Jaden Reed's case. So it's always, you know, perplexing to me when we see them go 6 and 4 minutes without getting a touch. So obviously with Kraft and Kittle, they're so good blocking, you want to lean into that as well. But my goodness, man, just every time Kraft gets the ball, I feel like he's like, you know, a dad wrestling with his little kids out there. So super special player. Love the enthusiasm that guy plays with. And, you know, 20 targets over these last 2 games. Let's keep it going.
Do you think Love and Kraft, as Kraft being his one and Love being the quarterback, can do similar things to what Kelce and Mahomes have done, what Gronk and Brady did, where the number one options were those tight ends?
I'd need to see maybe a little bit more from Kraft just in terms of the actual nuanced route running that you can get from Kelce, and just, you know, comparing anyone to Gronk, for my money's worth, best tight end ever.
Yep.
Put a helmet on. So
fine.
I'm not going to quite go that far, but man, he's in the conversation. Like, I don't think it's a crazy thing to say.
But I'm just saying from the aspect, Ian, of being able to win, say, a championship with your tight end as your best option.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Now, there was a cool study by Eric Eager, who formerly worked at PFF. Now he's in the Panthers front office. And he was basically kind of going through and showing that in recent years, passing games have almost been more – it's almost been more important to have, like, really good options as your number three and number four, as opposed to trying to have this, you know, number one Calvin Johnson sort of alpha and then just throwing whoever into the other parts. Because, as we know, you face good defenses in the playoffs. Teams are going to figure out ways to go ahead and just take away that one and force you to, you know, play left-handed and try to win with your number two and number three. So, yeah, I think, again, if Kraft is going to be your lead dog, but more importantly, you still have 3, even 4 other wide receivers that you can get the football to, I think it's going to work out just fine. So, again, I know Matthew Golden hasn't exactly blown the doors off, but he's still flash and obviously forces defenses, you know, keep a safety over the top. Same thing with Christian Watson, who I was very pleasantly surprised to see how healthy he looked in his first game back. You got Jaden Reed, Savion Williams, who reminds of, you know, a baby Cordero Patterson out there. A lot of guys get the ball to him. Oh, yeah, Josh Jacobs is looking like one of the better running backs in the league when he's healthy as well. So very good stuff going from Green Bay. And, hey, you know, if they roll in and, you know, face the Cowboys in the playoffs again, I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Savion Williams, Cordero Patterson, I like that. If he ends up being that for special teams and that weapon on offense, that's a complete game changer. That's what he ends up being. Ian Harditz, before we're done, I need to know, what's the favorite scented candle that you're rocking with nowadays? Mine is flannel. That is my favorite scent. That's what I have in my office and drives everybody crazy when I light it because it smells up the entire building. But what say you?
'Tis the season. I got a pumpkin roll flavor going on.
Ooh.
That I can't decide if it's disgusting or actually smells pretty good. But hey, you know what? When you got 3 wiener dogs running around my house, pretty much any fragrance is going to beat that. So appreciate you, Sparky. Always good catching up, man.
Be good. There he is. Ian Harditz. Check him out on X at iHarditz. And follow Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life at MB Fantasy Life. Always enjoy having Ian on.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.